You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 146, names of the evangelists not made up. Today's challenge, the names of the evangelists, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are made up. Today's defense, the names themselves provide evidence they're authentic. Ancient writers sometimes attributed their works to long-dead authors to increase the prestige of their works, but that wouldn't have applied to the Gospels. Not only were their names being used in the first century when the authors lived, see Day 109, they also weren't the people you'd pick to add prestige to the documents. Their names may be prestigious today, but that's because of their Gospels. At the time, things were different. Mark and Luke weren't even apostles, but junior associates. Mark was initially a companion of Paul and Barnabas and later served as Peter's interpreter, and Luke was one of Paul's traveling companions. Both are mentioned only a handful of times in the New Testament, and the mentions aren't all good. Mark abandoned his first mission trip, Acts 13:13, and Paul refused to take him on a second mission. This led to such a sharp argument between Paul and Barnabas that the two dissolved their partnership, Acts 15, verses 37 to 40. Mark eventually redeemed himself, 2 Timothy 4:11, but his early failure remained a black mark. Although Luke's reputation was unblemished, he is named only three times, Colossians 4:14, 2 Timothy 4:11, Philemon 24, making him far less prominent than other Pauline companions, such as Timothy, who has 25 mentions, Titus, 13 mentions, and Silas, 12 mentions. Matthew's gospel is the most Jewish, which makes Matthew the last person whose name would give it prestige. Not only was Matthew only a mid-level apostle, note his placement when the names of the 12 are given, as in Matthew 10, verses 2 to 4, Mark 3, verses 16 to 19, etc. He was also a tax collector, Matthew 9, 9. And tax collectors were hated by Jews, who saw them as collaborators with the Romans and sinners, Matthew 9, 11 and 18, 17. The only major name attached to a gospel is John, and while John, son of Zebedee, was prominent, note his placement in the lists of the 12, there is a question about whether the fourth gospel was written by him or another lesser-known disciple named John. See Richard Baucom, Jesus and the Eyewitnesses, chapters 14 to 17. Thus, with the possible exception of John, the evangelists' names were not what one would pick to lend authority to the Gospels.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.